It's the Bobby Dollar Show. We back with a season three. Can you believe this?
I'm trying to touch the states this
time. We're going to have some fun, man. Hey, whole new year, whole new look.
Yeah, Sean, like a
new co-host, new artist. Hey, man, let's have some new fun.
Now I'm in the game. I was on the bench. First I was renting, now I'm collecting rent. Run it up. First it with the Beamer, now I want the Benz. Spending all the back like, here I go again. Outside says a chirp, not a camera phone. Told you I'ma make, keep the channels on. Why you acting different when the camera's on? Why you acting different like your paper?
Hey, yo, what it do, man? It's your big homie, Bobby Dollars, and I want to welcome y'all back to another episode of the Bobby Dollars Show. And today, man, hey, it's Halloween, baby. Halloween. That was my Whitney Houston voice. Hey, this is going to be a good episode, man. I got the homies on here with me again. We talking some shit today. We're going to put ourselves in a few little scenarios. You know what I'm saying? It might get a little creepy around here. It might not. But, hey, man, I got Mo. I got my dude, B, Chubby, Eldris, Elba. Hey, man, y'all come on, man. Come on, say what's up. Let's get started with this episode today, man.
What's up, good people?
I'm glad to have y'all back on, man. I'm glad to have y'all back on, bro. Hey, look, I got off work at 7 o'clock this morning, man. I did my 12 hours, and I ain't been asleep yet, so I'm goofy as hell right now, smoking weed and shit. Hey, look, I can't be cussing, man. I got to try calming cussing down. Let me see. Today, man, it's Scaretober, Halloween, last day of the holiday. I mean, last day of the month. We're going to touch a few things today, man, talk a little stuff, you know, have some fun. But first and foremost, though, before we do have a little fun or whatever, let's get the elephant in the room. Let's get this taken care of right off, man. First and foremost, man, I got to ask y'all fellas, man, like, how y'all feeling about this whole they trying to cancel Dave Chappelle thing?
I'm going to let Mo take that first because I got a lot to say.
Hey, B. Hey, Ron. You remember when we was talking about that earlier when we was on the phone on the Zoom meeting?
Yeah.
And I was about to tell you, bro, the reason why they are so big, they bigger than Black Lives Matter, they bigger than the Black movement, period, is because they got rich white men behind them, man. And
He's talking about the community that's trying to shut down Dave Chappelle, which I guess I won't even say the LGBTQ community. We'll just say the transgender community because those are the ones that got the beef with them. You know what I'm saying?
They got that community got rich white men behind it, and therefore they funding it. They pushing the issue out. They trying to push it into the school system. They're just trying to be everywhere. They got big billboards in Atlanta, man. I'm looking at this stuff like, man, you got billboards in Atlanta with all this agenda and all this stuff on that, man. I don't understand. You pretty much pushing this onto society, and especially, you don't think none of these kids around here watching that, man? They watching that stuff. You can't even look at commercials on TV without one or two ads showing, you know what I'm saying, that situation going on. Like, come on, Mo.
Ain't this supposed to be the new normal, though? Like, it's cool to be transgender. It's cool to be gay. Like,
that might be the new normal.
Realize that this agenda is starting to unravel for several reasons. I don't know a name specifically, but there is a transgendered black male because he was born with male genitalia, and I observed his desire to transition. However, he is in transition, leading this movement and working for Netflix, unraveling beneath his feet. He has tweets, very racist tweets amongst Asians and Latin people as he's critical of Dave Chappelle. I think that this is the first dash in credibility from the agenda, and from the agenda internally, that's starting to advantage Chappelle. The second point is, why does Netflix have such a strong transgendered population? What job do you know of where all these transgendered people are walking off? I don't know any mechanic shop. I don't know any job office where I can say something homophobic or transphobic and 3, 4, 5 or more of them are going to get up and try to form some kind of alliance against me. This is where it's starting to hurt.
You never know, though, because right now, Mondo, like, it's like in the background, they used to stand in the background, and they would be quiet about it. They wouldn't say much. They would just like talk amongst each other when they knew. But now it's in your face, bro. It's just this, like Mo just said, it's billboards, it's all kinds of stuff out there. So they're not afraid no more, you know.
They can't be afraid, but they're still 0.02% of the population. So like Mo was saying, it's these white men that have allied with them that are giving them momentum. But in reality, they're not a significant part of the population. We're a third of the population. I know at least 1 out of 3 Americans identifies as Black, Negro, or something like it. But I can't say the same thing for the trans community. It's because it's a gender. It's because we are, am I going to curse? It's because we're sensitive. We've been made more sensitive by society. But who is it that we're pleasing? Because they aren't a significant point of the population. It's guilt. It's groupthink. We think that we're being progressive, but in actuality, we're being bullied by a minority for the first time in history. Black people ain't never had boycott power to influence like this community has.
Well, I tell you what, man, one thing I will say, you know, well, I'll say this before I make my next statement, but I will say I do feel like the transgender community and the gay and lesbian community and all of that, I do feel like they get way more recognition and way more, I guess, appreciation and approval than the black race in general. I mean, like, you can't even type the word fag on Twitter without being flagged and put in Twitter jail and all kinds of stuff, but you can type the word nigga and it ain't no big deal. You can send Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you can send them reports like he called me a nigga, and they'll suspend their account for 30 days, 7 days or something like that, but shit, they right back. They just create a whole nother account or nothing. It's nothing to them. They not like banning the IP address. They not doing nothing to prevent it. But if you do say something bad, because my homeboy did that, he was laughing at me and I said something to him and he's like, oh, shut up, fag, you know, like that. And they straight suspended his account. Like, he ain't got that account no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't get it, man. Like, when did a group of people become more populated, more popular, and more, I guess, renowned than a race of people? But man. You know, I'm not gonna try to go there like that, Mo. I'm just gonna say this show, man, Bobby Dollar Show is not a homophobic show. I don't care if you're gay or transgender or any of that. I don't care at all. Like, your choice is your choice, man. Like they say with abortion, man, you know, that's your body, that's your choice. I don't care either way. Just long as you being a formidable, or maybe I should say, as long as you being a decent human being and a decent part of society, like, just don't jeopardize the lives of people around you trying to do what you do or trying to prove a point. You know what I'm saying? That's the only thing that I request, or the only thing that I ask. Like, don't endanger your family or other people in the wake of trying to be something that you're not. But at the same time, if that's what makes you happy, that's what's important, because mental health is very important right now. So
yeah, it is.
If that's what makes you happy, then do you. You know what I'm saying? Do what make you smile.
Don't take money. Don't take food out of my mouth, man. Yeah. That's my whole issue. Right. And I'm like, man, especially with the cancel culture thing, man. Like, they really taking food out of these people that they trying to cancel mouth, bro. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They can't even feed their family because you mad. They said something about this issue and you like, okay, I don't feel right about that. You know, I don't agree with what you said. Okay, you can agree to disagree without having to take food out of somebody's mouth. You know what I'm saying? People got to feed their family, bro.
Hey, I agree with that.
You know, Dave, I think Dave Chappelle's win is the first point I want to make. But the second point I want to make, I was listening to a podcast from St. Louis named Andy Frisella. I don't know if y'all listen to Real AF, but he made a good point. They were talking about how we bond and how we grew up you know, jonesing on each other, playing the dozens and things like that. It bonds people. It makes us closer. But we live in this society now with all these bumpers where we've been coddled. We don't connect the same. And I think that's the bigger problem. Although Chappelle's winning, I think the bigger problem is that only it's inclusive now, right? Only so many people can really dig his comedy and feel.
Oh, man, we had a little technical difficulty. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, man, and we'll get back into this conversation we was just having with the homies. But I guess you didn't know. As I said, a story told. Maybe now I got the flow. Cause I know it from the start. Maybe when you broke my heart, that I had to come again. I will show you that I'd win. You lied to me. All those times I said that I love you. You lied to me. Yes, I tried. Yes, I tried. You lied to me. Even though you knew I'd die for you. You lied to me. Yes, I cried. Yes, I cried. Return of the man. It is. Return of the man. Come on. Return of the man. Oh my God. You know that I've been there. Here I am. Return of the man. Once again. Return of the man. Up out the world. Return of the man. All right, man, and we back. It's the big homie and welcome back, man, to the Bobby Dollar Show. We are actually sitting here having a conversation, man, me and the homies, about the Dave Chappelle cancellation thing, man. I don't like it, but B, man, you was making a point before we had our little technical difficulties.
Yeah, bro. I think Dave Chappelle's winning. I think that the first reason he's winning is because he is telling the truth, and we all are feeling it. It's what we're thinking. I think that's what beauty of Dave Chappelle's comedy. I think since Killing Them Softly, Dave Chappelle has touched into the consciousness of the collective, and his thoughts are always pure because they resonate with all of us across the board. Race,
oh, yeah. The gender, nigga woke.
Sex, age. He woke. Yeah.
He woke. Oh, Dave Chappelle woke.
Mm-hmm. And, my last point was just that we bonded. We've been bonding with Dave Chappelle since Killing Them Softly. And he's been in our conscience and our hearts for over 20 years. But this culture, transgender culture, whatever you want to call it, aren't able to bond with the collective and the rest of us. And that's only going to lead to resentment. Instead of us embracing or accepting, I'm going to call it the transgendered culture. There's a little bit of resentment because it seems as if they're bullying us and forcing this agenda on us versus us individually having relations with people from that community. They're robbing us of the opportunity to truly bond. And I think that's the ultimate, that's the ultimate tragedy in all this.
Right. Well, let me say it like you said it on Modern Man the other day. My views are not like my colleagues here. I just think everybody just need to chill with all this madness and this canceling shit, man. Like, I don't get it, bro. I don't like it. And there's so many people now that all you got to do is make one mistake and they talking about canceling. They talking about canceling Kevin Hart. They was talking about canceling Megan Thee Stallion. Talking about canceling Cardi B. Like, damn, man, like, where do you get the audacity, bro? Like, that's what's blowing my mind. Like, where do you get the audacity to sit behind a computer and say, nobody's going to listen to this shit no more? Like, man, get the fuck out of here, bro. Like, they couldn't even stop me from listening to R. Kelly. How y'all going to stop me from
listening? Homie Mo made the point, though. He was right. How you going to take food out my mouth, my kid's mouth, because you got feelings?
Yeah, man, that's crazy, bro.
You definitely in your feelings.
That's crazy, bro. I ain't with it, man. I ain't with it. But at the same time, you know, like I said, I'm not homophobic. I'm not transphobic. I'm not any of that shit. I don't judge people. I'm a very logical individual, and I'm always looking at the logical point first. And when it's all said and done, you know, hey, you grown, man. You do what you want to do. You know, however you feel about life and all of that kind of stuff, if you feel like in your mind that you're not getting the fair shake on the deal that you're looking for, and you decide you want to create your own team of people, then, hey, do your thing, man. More power to you. God bless you. Handle your business. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
Mo, you got anything else to say on that, bro, before we go?
Nah, man, I'm good, man. I said my piece, bro. like you said, man, I don't have nothing against trans community, the gays community, the studs, whatever, all the alphabet people. I don't have nothing against them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But don't take food out of these people's mouth, man. That's the main thing, man.
Yeah,
counseling
right,
people,
right.
Man, that's unnecessary, man. Right. If you don't like what they got to say, don't listen to them, man.
Yeah, I'm with
that. Right.
I'm with that. You know, it's nothing to change the channel.
You know.
That's all it is to it, man. Like, the biggest problem with social media is that everybody always looking for the drama. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, don't nobody care about no positivity shit. That's just your truth. Don't nobody give a damn about that. They want to know about your negatives and the things they can talk to their homeboys about, some water cooler discussion, some dinner table discussion. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They want the juicy details. They don't give a damn about you saving somebody's life yesterday from a burning car. You know, that shit can happen to anybody. I seen that on Superman. That ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yep.
People they don't care about that.
They want to see all the juicy stuff, man. They don't care about lives, man.
Yeah.
If it's not a headline, they don't want to deal with it.
Real talk.
It's got to be a headline, man. Ridiculous.
Hey, that shit is just, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know, bro. It's hard to try to, it's just hard to try to put a finger on all of that, man. And it's hard to tame a savage beast, bro. And to me, I feel like some of this whole, like, outlandish stuff that be going on, man, with people creating their own communities and creating their own race of people and creating their own everything, bro. Like I think you're trying to manipulate the things that God has already done. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't believe in God, or you think it's just, you know, a parallel universe or multiverse or whatever you believe in, you're still trying to manipulate that and make it work for you. You know,
I'm not trying to be controversial or offensive, but come on now. It's exactly what you said, Bobby. It's creating your own gender. For years, forever, we've identified with what we're born as. If you have a penis, you are a boy. If you have a vagina, you are a girl.
Right.
I think that we need to get away from gender construction, and we need to focus the concentration, energy, and efforts towards sexuality.
Yeah.
I'm okay with you being a homosexual. I'm okay with you being Caitlyn Jenner. If you are a biological man and you identify as a woman, do you? Like, I don't, why do you have to put pressure on me to believe in your imaginary, whatever gender you're creating for yourself? Why do I have to feel the pressure and believe it? Shouldn't you believe in yourself?
Yeah, I agree with that, man. And I think also this gender shit is starting to become a religion, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, you can get off work. You can do all kinds of stuff like you used to with religion. You know, you can get out of taking shots. You can get out of certain stuff in the military. All kinds of stuff because of your religion. Well, now it's kind of turning into that with being a part of the community, too. You know what I'm saying? So, and I
got another point.
I've seen it. I witnessed it firsthand.
What y'all think? I got to say it, bro. I got two of them. Sydney Starr. Do y'all know who that is?
I've heard that name, man. That's somebody dating her. Who?
Man.
Darius McCray. Have you seen Sydney Starr?
Ain't that
Have y'all seen Sydney Starr?
The Eddie Winslow chick?
Yeah. You can't tell.
I've seen Sydney Starr.
You can't
you
tell.
Didn't know, if you didn't know that... he or he was trans, you'd be like, God damn.
Yeah. Them titties. I was like, hold on, that's a bitch of titties. I'm sorry.
Oh, wait. You got that on it. B, what the hell, man? You going to turn my show into fucking X videos? That's what you
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But, you know, that's what offends me is that you can't tell the difference.
Booted
and
so
I think it's
big.
Dangerous.
My bad, man.
My bad.
Nah, it's cool, man. I start thinking about that Have Mercy video when you said that about the boobs and shit. I see what you did. Do you see what you did, B? You ruined the whole damn show, man. We was trying.
I got emotional. I got emotional because I couldn't tell. I couldn't tell when I first saw. I wasn't Eddie, though. Eddie was kissing her, hugging on her, taking pictures with her, prom posing with her. We were doing a lot. He was doing the most. He was
doing the most. You hear me? He was Eddie the most Winslow. Oh man, that's crazy, bro. Hey, I feel you, man. And I know what you were saying about it, man. Where yeah, you're right. Transgender city. But hey, to each their own, man, because a lot of as far as I've always heard, a lot of the stars have to identify. Well, not have to identify, but a lot of the stars is going to identify with that type anyway, because I heard they be like having sex with each other anyway. You know what I'm saying? You know, man. At least that's what they be saying, especially like YouTube videos and shit. You know what I'm saying? Saying that the stars have to have sex with each other in order to get roles and all that. But then Harry Weinstein shows up and I'm kind of believing it now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I don't know, man. Like, so I guess it would be okay for a celebrity to date a transgender, because shit, if they screwing each other anyway, two men, two women, two whatever, it don't matter. Like, it's probably
all I'm saying is that it's very dangerous in that situation, because you cannot tell. And you know, at first glance, and even at second glance, it looks like it's an organic woman. And that's scary to me. That's scary to me.
Hey, B sound like he done made a couple mistakes, huh?
Y'all know I was in D.C., bro. Yeah, I was in D.C. And I'm a social worker.
Oh,
and,
my God.
Absolutely. There's transgenders that get this surgery and you cannot tell, because they don't have penises. They do have vaginas. So I know men that have slept with transgenders and they didn't know for months and or years. Yeah. So yes, it's a very real thing. No, yep.
Hold up, B. No, I don't care what you say, man. Go in the hell for a whole year. You gonna be messing with a trans person and don't know they trans?
You don't know.
Mo. He talking about the ones that get it cut off and tucked in and turned into a vagina. That's what he talking about.
Post-op.
That's what he talking about.
Cause it ain't no way that you must be able to fail or something.
Hey man, Bo, he sitting there thinking he talking about boobs and balls and shit.
Yeah, nah.
You done slipped and thought you grabbed a tree branch. You didn't grab the wrong flap, girl.
Not like the hangover. They are getting surgeries now, and you cannot tell.
I know a
young lady. She was sharing with me about a friend she has who's, did the surgery or whatever. And she'll sleep with men, and these men do not know. That's a huge, huge issue for me. Not because I've ever made a mistake, but I think that's a violation. I think that's rape. And I think that's where this culture is really.
Damn,
needed.
Man. You went far left with that. You said rape. Oh, my. I was just thinking like a Dutch rudder or something.
I had to make it happen.
Oh, my God, bro. Jesus Christ, man. You got my heart beating fast and shit. Can you calm that down over there? You know I'm high. And this is what we doing tonight? Come on, B. Like,
shit, man.
Man, scare Toby special.
Hey, B, you making me go back and question some of the girls I met.
Right? And that's, ain't that a fear, though? And that's the point I'm making. Because why would they disclose?
Oh, man.
It would offend any heterosexual man.
Mo, you better cash out some money for some Plan B's, boy.
Better get some cash B.
$75
for a Plan B. Just the whole.
Stop it, man. What are y'all doing, man? Cut it out.
Hey, sitting up there trying to figure out why she couldn't get pregnant.
Oh Lord! Oh no! Just stop it! Will you two just cut it out? Jesus Christ! Man, what are you doing, man? Oh, hey man, we finna take another break, man. We come back, we getting into the Scaretober stuff, man. I can't believe what the hell has just happened here, man. We'll be back, man. What the hell, bro? Yeah.
Love and light both have four letters, but they're two. Things all together, cause I've liked men and ladies in my day, but just like the wind, they've all blown away. See, to love someone, it's an atmosphere that you both still share when one's not there. There's no real way it can be explained. I guess it's the way I smile when I hear your name. It's the little things you do that means so much. It's the care that you put into every touch. It's the way I trust you and you trust me. I guess some of us are so lucky. I was known for having the upper hand. I was known as a stone cold ladies man. If it wasn't for you, I'd be that way still. But lately, there's a change in Jalil. Though my friends play games and tease me a lot, I know I'm more than happy with what I've got. When I get up in the morning and go to work, see all day long, I stay alert. Until we come home at night and close the doors, two people share one common cause. When I say one love, you can trust me, cause never have I been so lucky.
One love, one love, you're lucky just to have just one love. One love, one love, you're lucky just to have just one. One love, one love, you're lucky just to have just one love. One love, one love, you're lucky just to have.
All right, man, and we back. It's the big homie. Welcome back to the Bobby Dollar Show. Hey, I'm back here with the homies, man. We've been sitting here talking, man. We talked a little bit about the Dave Chappelle cancellation thing, man. We done with that. Hey, it's Scaretober, man. It's time to talk a little bit about some Halloween type shiznit. All right, man. So, hey, I already know. Hey, I told you, Mo. Hey, be scary, bro. Hey, he's scary, bro. I was trying to tell him a scary story the other day, man. He closed his ears and shit and start hollering. I don't know what he was doing, man.
What are you scared of? Be my
B, bro. We grew up with Let the Dead Bury the Dead, man. We ain't grew up with all this scary stuff, man. It's the devil's holiday, bro.
B probably scared of the leprechaun movies and shit.
Tales from the hood, you little nigglets. Probably scared as hell.
Yo, we saw that too much growing up, bro. We did. We watched that too much growing up.
Man, that was my movie, Tales from the Hood, man. I'll never forget part one when he did that. Them little dolls running around, man. Hey, boy, they used to have some crazy stuff coming out back when we were young, man.
Hey, look, if I wanted Halloween, all I had to do was look out my window every day staying in New Orleans.
Damn. It is. But you know, they got the Creole and the French down there, so I know they be celebrating they don't. I was going to say Day of the Dead, but that's Mexican. I'm tripping.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm tripping. All right. Well, anyway, so let's talk, man. So about Halloween, man, what's your favorite scary movie, bro?
Ooh. I'm going to be honest. You know the first movie I ever was scared of, y'all?
What's
the first one? Candyman, the original.
For real?
That was the first. I saw Freddy Krueger. Freddy Krueger kind of got me a little bit, but I got into them. Tales from the Crypt was funny, but Candyman messed me up. That was scary. Yeah, Candyman was the first one that scared me.
I keep forgetting y'all a little bit younger than me, man. I was a little older when Candyman. I was in high school when that came out. Yeah.
When did Candyman come out?
89,
90? 92. 92? Yeah, I
think 92. Yeah, I wasn't nowhere near high school.
See, I've been forgetting. Like, I think the one that scared me, man, and I remember, you know what? Matter of fact, while we telling the scare, talking about our favorite scary movie, man, we're going to tell a little stories too, man, about what got you scared of the movie, because my cousin scared the hell out of me, man. We was watching Exorcist, bro, and it was that first one, man, with Linda Blair, man, and that head spent around. She got just throwing up that green stuff, man. Hey, I think I was like 10 years old. I don't know, bro. But my cousin, man, like to this day, I will not sleep with my feet hanging out of the bed. Like I have to be fully under covers, because we was watching that movie and my cousin slid under the bed, man. And I think it was the time when the bed starts shaking and the bed starts shaking in the movie. And he
starts going towards the light, Caroline.
He started kicking the bed, bro. And I was in the bed with my mom or my cousin or somebody. And I got hella scared. And then my foot had hung off the bed. I was trying to get on the floor. And he grabbed my foot and pulled me on the floor. Man, after that, bro, that was it. I never watched The Exorcist until I was like,
Bobby.
I was like,
you know,
in
that
high school,
movie's based.
Bro.
In a boy, little boy in St. Louis, right?
Yeah, in the hospital in St. Louis. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know the name. I don't remember the name of it, the hospital, but I know where it was located at and everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. I remember, bro. They used to do tours and shit too. Let you go to see the hospital rooms, the hospital room, and all of that.
That's a good one though.
Definitely yeah. mine was Freddie, bro. Dead ass, no lie.
You scared,
bro. Freddie used to have me scared to go to sleep after I watched the movies, man.
Oh, for real, bro? You be up all night like that?
All night. You be like, man, I'm taking no dose and coffee. I'm drinking all this shit tonight. I'm not going to sleep. You gonna have to catch. You gonna have to get me in the daytime, cuz.
Oh my God, bro!
But them movies was good back in the day, man.
They was. Yeah, they was. Hey, before then, all the CGI,
Then, oh boy, then what was his name that ended up getting the Freddy franchise after that, man? After the original, that. The guy.
Wes Craven.
Wes Craven was the one that got him after the original one.
Nah, Wes Craven was the original.
Craven was the original.
Who was the guy that got him after him?
I know you talking about it. Wes Craven still had his hands in there, but it was a new director, and he was a younger.
Yeah, they kind of like
Rob Zombie.
It wasn't scary no more when he started. Man.
Yeah, it was a little more comedic for me too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it was a little, but hey, real talk, man. Freddie was that deal too. But I was older when that came out too, man. Like, now you know what scared me, bro? Exorcist scared me, but you know what really scared me, bro? And I was young. I think I was around the same age, same year, maybe. That damn Thriller video, man. Them niggas coming out that dirt, man, and gyrating and pop locking, bro. I was like, I couldn't deal with it.
Rob, I got an ex-girlfriend, man, that to this day, bro, she almost 40, bro, and she still scared of the Thriller video. I cannot, man, probably 2-3 years ago, I played the video for her, man. She freaked the hell out, bro.
Well, you know what? I'm going to salute that young lady, because I will be honest with you, brother. If I'm high off of edible and that video come on, I might not watch it neither.
Bruh.
I got one y'all ain't ready for yet. Do y'all remember The Gate?
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Yeah,
Hellraiser.
Yeah, Hellraiser was creepy as hell.
With Pinhead.
Yeah, boy. Remember that?
Yeah, Pinhead, yeah. Hey, that was crazy. You ain't never lied, man. How could you walk around with all them damn pins in your head?
Had no idea, bro.
That's some absolute acupuncture. How you say it? Acupuncture?
Acupuncture.
That's what I said. Man, I don't know. I'm just talking about, bro, like, that shit gotta hurt to be walking around like that all day long.
He was from hell. He was a demon that was punished.
Man,
Pinhead was the ultimate, bro. He was straight from hell with the little cube that would get you and pull you into hell, man. You can't stop playing with me. Remember when they pulled the man in the bed? He was messing with. Woo, that messed me. That was scary.
Okay, so y'all believe in ghosts? Y'all believe in spirits? That Ouija board type stuff?
Holy Ghost. Stop playing. We couldn't play Ouija board when I was a kid. Stop playing.
Nah, me neither.
Did this fool say the Holy Ghost? What did you just say?
Bro, I ain't gonna even lie, bro.
The Holy Ghost, bro.
Only one I believe in. Only one I believe in. I don't believe in no ghosts, no aliens, none of that.
That Ouija board shit, man. I ain't play with that Ouija board shit, bro.
Heck no. Yeah. I ain't giving you no gate to the souls and demons to come. Mm.
Right. Hey, nope. But you know, I will admit, though, I do believe in parallel universes, though. I do. I believe, like, we live in two different lives. I absolutely believe that. I do. But, you know.
I'm going to have to. That's
another show, though.
Yeah, that is.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? Real talk, though. But I absolutely believe that point. But, yeah, man, so, like, I guess, okay, all right, you know what? Let's do some situations right quick then. All right? So tell me this, fellas. Say you go to work, you know, you do your little 12-hour shift. It's nighttime now. You come home. It's like, say, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. You tired. You wore out, feet hurting. You like, man, I just want to go home, take me a shower, and relax. You know what I'm saying? You get to the crib, and when you get home and you open your door, you realize somebody walking around in your house. So you kind of like get yourself together and put stuff down so you can walk around and get prepared for whatever you're getting ready to do. And when you start walking through the house, you get around to the front end of your crib, you know, where the living room and everything is, and you see this dude standing there drinking a glass of your wine, just looking at all the pictures on the walls and, you know what I'm saying, looking at the TV and everything, got the TV on and all that kind of stuff. And then when you say something, you say, hey, man, what you doing in my house? You startle him, and he called the police and say you are the intruder.
Hey, Mo, 9mm 45 caliber.
Man, hey, bro. I got a 12 gauge automatic.
He's a 12 gauge.
I'm weighing him out. Bro, right. And it's right there in the front room when I get there.
Right, you hear me? Hey, that would blow my mind, bro. Police show up like, yeah, so we got a call.
He's like, hold up.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what?
He's like, hold up. How the hell am I in your house?
That's crazy, bro. Could you imagine that, though? That's crazy, bro.
I can imagine his family bringing flowers to his damn funeral.
Yo, it's a closed casket for me.
You hear me? Hey, that's
without
shit.
A shadow of a doubt, it's definitely going to be a closed casket.
He's going to call the police on me? Mm-mm, it's over. Rap. Man,
really?
All right,
and he
so,
got all
so,
my pictures.
So he had a chance till he called them.
You say he did what, B?
He had a chance till he called them.
Oh, yeah. He called the police.
He could have survived. he even had a chance at buckshot only until he called them.
Hell no. Oh, man. Hey, look. Like I said, I don't know how I would have reacted to that, bro. Because I always got my piece on me anyway. So I probably would have walked right in firing at his ass. It wouldn't even been no... He wouldn't have got a chance to call the police.
I know.
I would have been the one calling the police.
But look, check this out, though. What if this situation, you walk in, you see somebody walking in your house, he drinking your wine or whatever, mm-hmm. and boom, you let loose, and it's one of your family members.
Damn. Yup.
Well, hey, man, that's just a badass game to play with the wrong type of dude. Because you should never be in my house while I'm not there. I don't care if you Jesus Christ.
Damn.
You don't walk around my house and I'm not in my crib.
Mo,
hey, because
Bobby, bro, my kid's grown. He said my kid's grown. He put that out there real quick. They know better. Huh?
Hey, man. And look, my son 23, man, right now, he still texts me and tell me everything. And you better know my son would have texted me like, Dad, I'm headed over to the house. Well,
yeah, my son. Hey, look. My son the same way. He gonna text me yesterday. He said, "Hey, Dad, for Thanksgiving I'm staying on campus." I'm like, "Fuck you telling me for?"
Yeah.
But I'm saying that's what I was saying to myself. I'm
right.
Like, why you telling me this?
But that's what you want, though. That's what you want.
Yeah, that's exactly what I want, because I would have been looking for him to come home for Thanksgiving, but he ain't coming though. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
It would have been a whole different situation. I'm trying to figure out why he didn't come home without letting somebody know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But he did let me know.
Well, I don't
but
know.
But he was like,
nah, go
he
ahead,
was like, the
saying?
Only reason why he told me that is because he was like, I don't want to come home for Thanksgiving and then I'll be home like a week or two after that. You know
for
what
Christmas.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
For Christmas break.
That makes sense.
I was like, okay, I can feel it.
Trying to save money. That makes sense. Well, I don't know, man. Me and my daughter a little different, man. She probably would have been in the house without calling and saying that. I'd have came home. She'd been on the couch watching TV. And I'd have been like, what is you doing here? You know what I'm saying? Like, but then again, now she probably would text like, what y'all got to eat here? Or like, she probably been like, I just ate the White Castles or something that was in the icebox. Or she'd have texted and said something. And that's how I knew she was there. You know what I'm saying? She probably wouldn't have texted and be like, Dad, I'm going over your house. She'd got there and did something and then texted and told me what she was doing. You know what I'm saying? So I would have knew she was at the house. But anybody else, I don't know, man. I don't know. That 40, but my ears would have been ringing.
Hey, she'd be like, Dad, I'm going over there to eat your fruit snacks. Like, hold up, that's my shit when I be doing my thing, man. Nah, man, you tripping. But yeah, man, I'd have been ringing that 9 out, cuz.
Yeah, man, it'd have been a horrible situation.
I'd have laid him down, cuz.
All right, okay. Okay, so check this out then. Here go a crazy story. Okay, here go a crazy story. So, all right, so say we teenagers, right? All three of us, okay? We kicking it. We kicking it. We having a good time, and some bad shit pop off. You know what I'm saying? Some bad shit. We take an oath amongst each other to not say nothing about it at all. All right. We live our lives, graduate high school, do everything we're going to do 15 years later. We all hanging out, me, you, and Mo. And while Mo sitting down chilling, his phone ring. Okay. When his phone ring, he answers it and he puts it on speaker. And he like, what's up, man? Who is this? We watching the game. And the voice that we hear is the voice of the chick that we killed 15 years ago.
Yeah, why the fuck he? Why she calling you, bro? Mo, why you reaching out to her? You up?
He say he up. Why you calling dead folks, bro?
Yeah,
why you got me calling?
Hey, that's like some afterlife shit. Hold on, man.
That's like that. What it is called necrophilia. Ain't that what it's called? Or something like that. I can't say that.
Hey, look. Then I'm trying to figure out how the hell she got my number anyway.
Oh, man. 15 years later, bro, she just straight called and she just started talking. And it's the voice of the chick we didn't kill 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. I don't know how I could respond to something like that, bro. Like, I probably would have just sat down. I'd have smoked about 4 blunts. I ain't lying, bro. Like, I'd have sat there and rolled all my weed up. I'd have been out when I left that house. Like, that is crazy as hell.
They would have been checking my ass into the VA on the 13th floor. I would have went fucking crazy, man.
So he using the benefits.
I'm trying to tell you, man. I'm like, hold on, man. I done had a mental breakdown. Like, man, is this her for real? I thought we buried her ass, but
man,
she done called us 15 years later, bro. And then she put on the window, I know what you did 15 years ago.
You hear me? You hear me? I know what you did 15 summers ago. That's messed up, bro. Oh, wow. That is crazy, bro. All right. Hey, okay, so check this out. We're going to do one more here before we go on break, man. But I got a couple more from you, though, man. I want to read, and a couple of them, the last two I got, they're a little serious, but not serious like serious, but like we really take a little thinking to figure that out. But this one here, check this one out before we go to break, man. So when we come back from break, I want you to tell me, you know, what's your first thought of this? So you're sitting at home and you're reading a book, okay? It's a novel that you've been trying to get for like the last month or so.
Bobby.
It's been advertised. You've been like, man, I've been wanting to read this book, man. I've been wanting to read it. So you order it and it show up to the house. All right. As you read the book, you get through the chapters. You get to like chapter 20 and you like, damn, man, this book is like familiar. Like, I remember a lot of this kind of stuff, man. I wonder if the person that wrote this book is from my city. After you get to about chapter 30, you start to realize, wait a minute. This book I'm reading is about me. It's my life. Okay. But then by the time you get to chapter 35 or 40, it say that it's a killer watching you and lurking around and you're about to die. All right. But you're reading this book and it's all about you. So now you're reading about your future in chapter 35, 36. You see what I'm saying? So when we come back from break, I want y'all to tell me, man, like, how would you react to something like that? You know what I'm saying? That's crazy as hell, right? You know?
It's crazy.
We'll be right back, man.
It's Friday night and I feel all right. The party's here on the west side. So I reach for my 40 and I turn it up. Designated driver, take the keys to my truck. Hit the shop cause I'm faded. Honey's in the streets, say money, oh we made it. It feels so good in my hood tonight. The summertime skirts and the guys in Kanai. All the gangbangers forgot about the drive-by. You gotta get your groove on before you go get paid. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up. And let me hear the party say, I'm kinda buzzed and it's all because
this is how we do it.
South Central does it like nobody does.
This is how we do it.
To all my neighbors, you got much flavor.
This is how we do it.
Let's flip the track.
All right, man, we back to the Bobby Dollar Show. It's the big homie. I'm back here with the homies, man. Hey, look, what y'all gonna do, man? You reading this novel, bro, and you realize by chapter 30, man, you reading a novel that's written about you right now in life, in present time, and you keep reading because you done got so curious as to what's happening that you get to chapter, say, 35, maybe 40, and it says that you die, and it's a killer been following you around and lurking and trying to get to you. So by chapter say by chapter 40, you done predicted your own future. You see you finna die. Like, how do you handle that?
Two ways. You either strap up, stop reading, strap up, keep reading, lay him down before he gets you. That's the best strategy I could think of with that. Cause if you stop reading and you don't know and you continue to live your life, the pages, right, they would still dictate what happens. But then if you stop and you read ahead, how can it come true if you still, right?
Yeah, but see, I think in a situation like that, if it's a book that's dictating your life, I think even if you do read the future, it's still going to happen. Like, you might try to do your damnedest not to go on that street or go eat at that restaurant.
Exactly.
But you still going to do it because it's written. You see what I'm saying?
Well, the page is going to change, I think. I don't know, man. What you think, Mo?
Hey, bro, that's kind of like a hard one right there, man. Like, damn.
Yeah.
Woo! That whole situation right there, I'm definitely going to still read and figure out exactly what's going to happen. And then I can think about what kind of strategy I can come up with to prevent it from happening. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be some logical thinking to that, man. You got to figure out, I'm still going to go to them same restaurants they were talking about that I can eat at and all that good stuff right there, man, regardless. But, hey, I'm going to catch you before you catch me, buddy.
Yeah.
That's how I'm looking at the whole situation.
I like that. That's what's up. Okay. All right. Okay. So I guess the whole thing about that then is basically just reading through the rest of the novel and then trying to prepare yourself for the steps that's coming. So I got you. That makes sense. All right. So before we get into the last little scenario, the next question that I got for y'all, man, for the fellas, for the homies, man, what are you actually afraid of? And I ain't talking about none of that feeling in front of my kids, or, you know what I'm saying, not graduating college. Like, I ain't talking about nothing like that. I mean, like, what are you actually afraid of?
Demons. I think demons are real. I believe that, like I said, I don't really believe in ghosts, but I think that there's a spiritual warfare always going on amongst us. I'm being very serious right now. I think that, you know, God has an army on earth. Angels are fighting the demons that are in the dark around us. I think the prince of the air is real. I think that Satan is real. Satanic presence is real. Demons are real. Evil is real. And my biggest fear is succumbing to it and losing that battle, not having my angels fight for me, and not having God with me. Real talk.
Okay. Well, hey, I can understand that.
Mo, I want to know.
Just death, period, bro. You know what I'm saying? I know you can't prepare yourself for that, man. That's something that I don't want to look forward to. You know what I'm saying? Even though I know eventually you got an expiration date. Everybody got an expiration date. I just don't want to. You know what I'm saying? I just don't want that to happen. I want to live forever, man.
Yeah,
feel I do too, bro.
I ain't lying. I would love to live forever, man. Almost so to a point to where, like, I told my people, I was like, I think I told my daughter that I was like, should I even be a vampire just so I could live another 1,000, 1,500 years, something like
that.
You
ain't lying, man.
You know what I'm saying? Just because I actually want to see what the world gonna turn into. What's coming? You know what's next?
I want to see how my kids gonna grow up, and then they kids, they grandkids, and they kids and kids like that, man.
Yeah.
I want to see what that's going to turn out to be.
Yeah.
But you know, everybody got their expiration date, man. I just don't want mine.
Yeah, I ain't. Though I know it's lying. Coming. You ain't lying. I wish I could sell mine too, man. Keep my damn receipt.
Real, though.
You hear me? That's what's up, man. So I don't know. Me personally, bro, like, I'm with you on the whole death thing. Like, I'm afraid of death because... I don't know if it's being afraid of death more so of being afraid of the unknown. Like, you just don't know what happened after that. You know what I'm saying? Like, There's no clarity behind that. It's just like you just died. Nobody's ever came back and said, "Oh man, it hurt. Oh man, you're gonna spin out of control and fall down a hole." Like nobody tells you anything about anything like that. So,
well, if you believe,
I mean, you can believe all day, but
yeah,
you know what's real and what's in your head is two different things. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can believe a shot ain't gonna hurt, but you still gonna feel that prick. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
in your mind, you just saying it don't hurt, but you still feel it though. You know what I'm saying? So it's not one of those things where, you know, you can't believe or you're not entitled to your beliefs or what you believe in don't matter. It's never nothing like that. It's just what's left after your beliefs, because when you die, the belief system stops.
Yeah. Since both of y'all said death, I got a question for y'all. What y'all think happens on the other side? Since both of y'all were saying that, you know, death is kind of the fear, what do you anticipate when you close your eyes? You think it's a wrap, it's done, it's dark, no more?
I don't know, man.
I don't even know, bro.
You know, I see, that's why I said stuff like this, man. It's like a whole nother show for me, because like I feel, like I said, I believe in parallel universes. I believe when we really have dreams and we wake up like, man, that dream felt real. Like, man, I remember seeing this person and that person. I think you drift off into a parallel universe and you see your other life where you might have been doing something else. Like, you know, there's plenty of times when people do tell their dreams and you'd be like, nah, I didn't work for McDonald's. I was a banker, you know, or I was doing this. You had a whole different profession and everything. I had a dog. I was married to a white woman, you know, like you living a whole different life, and this is your dream that you're having while you're asleep. And then when you wake up from that dream, you don't remember it. You be kind of out of touch. You be like woozy. You need some coffee or something because you can't, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't gather yourself like you normally would just hop on up out the bed and go do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so I don't know. I think sometimes when you dream, you drift off into that parallel universe. I believe sometimes in my head, and I might be wrong, but I be believing in my head sometimes that when you die, maybe they take a stem cell or something and put it in a different body. You know what I'm saying? And that's why you have people thinking of time travel and all of that kind of stuff, because if you was here before, then you die and get your stem cell put into a whole nother body, especially if you a baby, you know how they say them babies be talking about, that's the house I used to live in and I was married and you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I don't know, bro. And then they make the movie, Jordan Peele and them make that movie, man, Get Out, where they was actually switching the human bodies and stuff, putting the old white folks in the young black people. Like, I be believing that shit sometimes, bro. Like, I ain't lying. Like, where do they come up with them ideas? Like, I be believing that shit, bro.
Man, I don't know, bro. That'd be something you just sit down, you be thinking about that kind of stuff. Like, what is man coming up with these kind of ideas? So just like, what was the other one they directed?
Talking about Us.
Them.
Yeah, Us and Us. Them also. Yeah. Them was another show that they did.
Yeah, Us was fucked up because, you know, Us was more so on that cloning thing and like talking about doppelgangers. And I do believe that people do begin to clone, bro, because they've been cloning animals and baby embryos and all of that stuff, man, since like the 1920s, bro. You know what I'm saying? So right now in the year 2021, why wouldn't they be able to clone a whole human being? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, bro. Like, that's weird. Maybe they make clone aliens and to fool us and make us think the Grays walking around and they just be some 3D printed, you know what I'm saying?
Right. I want to do this show, y'all, because I got a theory on all that.
Yeah,
I really want to do this show.
Well, we can do it. You know, we can do it, bro. Should we jump on? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. Okay, so, all right. So, since we talked about that, oh, and I'm scared of heights, too, man. Like, I think I'm definitely afraid of heights and definitely afraid of water, man, because I cannot swim. And when I get in water, I don't know what to do. Like,
do you panic?
Yeah, bro. Like, if that's
the worst mistake is the panic.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Man, it's like, if I don't feel nothing under my feet, bro, I'd be like, hold up, man, wait a minute. I don't know. I think I'm too damn heavy or something, bro. Like, I just can't swim.
Water make you light. Space and water make you light.
Man,
really, it do.
I've been trying my damnedest to learn how to swim forever, bro. And it just, I don't know.
It ain't never too late, bro.
Never, yeah, never.
I don't know, man. Like, I had to be able to breathe, I guess. I don't know what it is, bro. I took swimming lessons and all kinds of stuff, and I still can't swim. I just don't understand it.
I think all black folk need to know how to swim, bro. That's a life skill, because we all need to know how to swim.
Like, I had to teach my, I sent my kids to swimming class, man.
Yeah.
When they was like three and 4 years old, man.
Yeah.
And you know, that's the best time to teach them how to swim.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's true, man. You're right about that. Well, all right. So let's jump into this last little bit, man, because we're running out of time again here. So, all right. So check this out, man. This is the last little scenario before we call the show a night. So say you're sitting at the crib, you're on the couch, you watch TV, just chilling, man, and you just sitting there eating, just relaxing, you know what I'm saying, having you a little glass or whatever you like, and all of a sudden your phone starts vibrating like crazy, and you're like, damn, what's going on? So you get up and walk over to the nightstand or to the side table or whatever and grab your phone and sit back down on the couch because you're in the living room. When you sit down on the couch, you grab your phone and you put your little code in there, open it up, and it's a bunch of pictures, like messages that says attachment, but they all from an anonymous source.
Mm.
All right. So when you open the pictures up, they all pictures of you smiling, laughing, like straight having a blast, smoking, drinking. I mean, just doing whatever, man, you know, just all kinds of crazy stuff, man, all in these pictures, but you don't remember none of this shit. So when you look at the notes on the pictures to see what the date was, it said all this stuff happened yesterday. So you looking at the pictures and you like, wait a minute, man, I don't own none of these clothes. I don't even dress like this. So you go to your dirty clothes basket to see if you can find them clothes, and they sitting right on top. But again, you say to yourself, I don't remember none of this, and I don't even wear these kind of clothes. Where did all this come from? What do you think happened? Do you think that's the parallel universe thing? Like, what do you think?
Bobby, am I playing this game? Bruh.
Hey, that might be the parallel universe thing, man. That's wild, bro.
That's wild.
Because you definitely will remember something that you did the day before.
And I mean, but the funny thing is, it's like you ain't got no hangover, you ain't tripping, you feel regular, ordinary. You just sitting on the couch chilling, like you woke up, cooked you something to eat, you just sitting there chilling. It ain't like no pain. You ain't like, oh man, what did I do yesterday? None of that. Just you just chilling. And then all of a sudden you get these pictures in the text message.
And somebody, man, that's too much to digest, because I got a lot of thoughts on how all this happened, right? We be trying to be logical.
Right.
So if I have physical evidence that shows me metaphysically I was wearing these clothes, and then I have physical verification with a picture that these things happened, the first thing I'm going to do is try to document my day, figure out where I was. I try to figure out some times. I'm cloned, right? I don't know, man. That's wild.
Man, that's sure what I would be thinking. Like, I done got cloned, but then the clothes is there at your crib, though. So where's the clone?
So somebody was driving my body. They was feeding me thoughts to what I remember yesterday was. But this is what actually happened? Or, bruh, like what's reality at this point?
So you think it's like the Men in Black, they the flashy thing at you and took your memory from yesterday?
But when you get flashy thing, don't your mind go blank? And then if I got verification of what I did, like, where was I at? What really happened? What is reality? Am I in the reality plane right now? Or am I in the Matrix? And they feeding me my thoughts, man.
I sound like the Matrix to me. Shit, I don't know, bro. That's crazy as hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy as hell. That's what's up, man. So what you think, Mo? Because we're running out of time here, man. So what you think? You think it would be a one of those situations where you would just have to investigate?
Yeah, man, I would definitely have to investigate that situation, man. Because there's no way, man, I don't remember that. Then I don't have no hangover.
And the phone number anonymous, so you don't even know who called.
Exactly. So, and then you definitely going to remember what you had on and where you went, bro.
That's crazy.
So I don't remember none of that. So they done did the... with the men in black thing with the little buzzer. So I hit the button and it wiped all your damn memory away. Nah, ain't that damn crazy.
Hey, man, you never know nowadays, man. People do all kinds of stuff to you, and you never know. But to get them pictures from an anonymous source and then to find them clothes, hey, that's enough to make you call in to work for a whole damn week trying to figure out what the hell happened.
And that's real.
I ain't trying to figure it out, man. Hey, but that's what's up, man. Hey, I appreciate you fellas coming on, man. Tell them how they can find you, bro.
Man, y'all already know where to find me at. I'm on all platforms. I'm on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, and SoundCloud, dropping mixtapes, Modern Black Man Podcast. I'm at Chubby Idris Elba. And actually, on Halloween today, I'm actually starting my vlog. So you can find me on YouTube at Modern Black Man. I'm kind of rebranding right now. I'm going to go to a vlog format for season 5. We're going to do a lot more video and visuals. So I hope that you keep up with all that on TikTok, Snapchat. Obviously, Facebook and Instagram, Twitter have all been mainstays. But I'm really excited about this new season because I'm going to commit more to the visual elements. I'm going to have bigger shows and hopefully have a bigger reach. I'm actually trying to grow my audience for the first time. I've been doing this for a few seasons and I've never tried to grow. This is my first time trying to actually get some kind of reach. I'm trying to get into the 4 digits. Help me out. Look me up. Modern Black Man Podcast. Hear at Chubby Idris Elba. What's good?
Up. That's what's up, man. What's up, Mo, man? Come on, we running out of time. What you got,
you
bro?
You can hit me on TikTok, man. Prince Hall Mason 357, man. Trini Boy 357 on Snapchat, and I just did away with the Instagram thing for a minute, but I might bring it back up. I don't know, depends, man, because that shit was kind of depressing my ass, but right.
Hey, protect your energy.
I may do it.
Protect your energy. You hear me? Hey, but that's what's up, man. It's the big homie, man. You know where you can find me, bro. BobbyDollarShow.com and Dollar Show on Twitter. Bobby Dollar Show everywhere else, man. Hey, it's been a real interesting episode today, man. We covered a few things, and all I can do is say I appreciate y'all, man. And thanks again to the homies for stopping by. Hey, it's the big homie, and this has been the Bobby Dollar Show.